AFK Audio Fantasy Knowledge, the first and only podcast on medieval and fantasy definitions and terminology. For questions, comments, or requests, email us at afkpodcasts@gmail.com. Okay, let's begin our quest. Hello and welcome to another episode of AFK. I'm Adam, and today we're going to cover a form of measurement, specifically an old unit of distance that a weary traveler might use to determine how far they've gone or how far they need to go. I'm talking about a league. The original definition of a league is the distance that a person could walk in an hour, about 3 miles. But even this varies according to locations in which it was used. One extreme comes from Australia, where a league is defined by a distance a person can travel in 1 hour by car, which their country says is about 37 to 50 miles. More consistently, though, is in ancient Rome. They define a league as 1.5 Roman miles, which in those days, a Roman mile, or mille passum, hopefully I'm saying that right, literally translates to 1,000 paces. This is just under 1,500 meters, and most of us know that a modern mile is about 1,600 meters. So a Roman league is about 1.4 miles. Spain defined a league, or legua, as 2.6 miles, which was based on 5,000 veras, another archaic form of Spanish measurement before metrication. Philip II of Spain, he abolished the use of league in about 1568, but some of the kind of backcountry areas in Latin America still use variations of it. You know, just kind of a side note, the Philippines got their name from King Philip II, which was originally called Las Islas Filipinas. I also discovered that early Hispanic settlements in New Mexico and Texas used a league to define a large area, about 4,500 acres. Apparently, Texas still references a league as an area in their state constitution several times from what I was reading, but I'm not really sure which version. They have like seven different variations. All right, lastly, a league has been referenced by seafarers as 3 nautical miles. This kind of brings me to our next section, literary uses. We're all familiar with the 1869 novel 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea by Jules Verne. Well, the story covers Captain Nemo and his voyage in the famous submarine Nautilus. The very title of the book indicated a huge distance, but there's some debate on whether it references 20,000 leagues traveled underwater, in which that's almost 3 times around the world, or 20,000 leagues straight down. It is a science fiction book, so both are possible, and if you haven't read it, I suggest you do. Besides the French author, many others use league in their work, to include Tolkien, George R.R. Martin in his Song of Ice and Fire, and Stephen R. Donaldson's Thomas Covenant series, another great book. So, okay, in our fantasy news, I actually have something a little different. First, many of us are, you know, writing and reading enthusiasts, and we all enjoy podcasts. I want to recommend a podcast that helped inspire me, and I feel is very, very informative. Adventures in Sci-Fi Publishing is a podcast that interviews new and established authors in the field, which, you know, helps provide lots of great information on trends and tips on breaking into the market. So if you get a chance, check out the hardworking Sean and his crew at adventuresinscifipublishing.com. All right, next I'm calling on some of those with artistic abilities out there. You might have noticed that this podcast has no cover art. So if anyone has any suggestions or artistic abilities they would like to donate, please email me at afkpodcast@gmail.com. Or if you want to just say hi or request something to be defined, go ahead and email me. All right, before we end today, I want to do our What Movie Is This From? Listen to this audio clip. If you think you know what movie it's from, go ahead and email me with the answer.
Why should the people listen to you?
Because, unlike some other Robin Hoods, I can speak with an English accent.
Well, that ends our quest for today. I hope you've enjoyed listening. If you have any questions, comments, or requests, you can email me at afkpodcast@gmail.com. Until we meet again, keep reading and keep writing.